Bells began to ring, signaling the brothers' noontime gathering. All would gather in the chapel until 1 p.m. He heard a soft rap at the door. He turned as Jeffrey stepped inside, carrying a tray of food and drink.
"I volunteered to deliver this," the younger man said. "You must be hungry."
Jeffrey's tone was strangely buoyant. The door remained open, and he could see the two guards standing outside.
"I brought them some drink too," Jeffrey said, motioning outside.
"You're in a generous mood today."
"Jesus said the first aspect of the world is faith. The second is love. The third is good works, and from these come life."
He saw one of the men outside the door collapse. A second later, the other man's body went limp and joined his partners on the floor.
"Took long enough," Jeffrey said.
"What did you do?"
"A sedative. The physician provided it to me. The healer is our friend. He wishes you Godspeed. Now we must go. The master made provisions, and it's my duty to see they're accomplished."
Jeffrey reached beneath his frock and produced two pistols.
"The armory attendant is our friend, too."
"We're leaving the Abbey?"
Jeffrey nodded.
"It is required to accomplish our task."
"Our task?"
"Yes, Seneschal. I've been training for this a long time."
He heard the eagerness, and though he was almost 10 years older than Jeffrey, he suddenly felt inadequate. This supposed junior brother was far more than he appeared.
"As I said yesterday, the master chose well in you."
Jeffrey smiled.
"I think he did in both of us."
He found a knapsack and quickly stuffed the two books he'd taken from the library inside. Jeffrey crept to the doorway and checked both ways.
"The brothers will all be busy. The way out should be clear